Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the new Monday show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared in a unique way. I am Charlene, your hostess. Thank you for listening to this motivational radio talk show where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds of our favorite entertainers, business organizations, and households. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Bible. Please use the King James Version Bible, as I will help you to understand its meaning during the read-along. Just a reminder, I am not an ordained preacher. I am simply a person that likes to help others, including guiding the understanding of the language of the Bible and its social themes. Today's read-along will be from 2 Chronicles, beginning with chapter 23, verse 8. 2 Chronicles chapter 23, verse 8. The New Monday Show believes in God as the maker of heaven and earth. The New Monday Show believes it is He from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, who came down to earth in the image of a humble servant to serve humankind. And His name is Jesus. Others may refer to Him as such names as Yeshua or Isa. Community announcements. Shop Avon with me locally or online at youravon.com/Charlene Stevens, available 24/7. Sell Avon with one of my sales teams, sales development team, or Ethnic Pride sales rep team. Startup kits are affordable and available at start.youravon.com. Use reference code Charlene Stevens, spelled SHERLENESTEVENS. With no space in between. Community announcements. Today is the Grammys Awards on CBS, beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's Janae actress Seymour's birthday. Tomorrow, Ice-T, LeVar Burton, Lou Diamond Phillips' birthday. We remember singer Leslie Gore. Wednesday is Paris Hilton, Shantae Moore, Joseph Gordon-Levitt's birthday. Thursday, we remember Maria Von Trapp, a member of the family that inspired The Sound of Music. And it's day 26 and John Travolta's birthday. Friday in theaters, Risen. It's also International Friendship Day, and it's Smokey Robinson's birthday. Saturday is Love Your Pet Day. And Sydney Poitier and Rihanna and Sydney Crawford's birthday. Sunday is the TV Special Film Independent Spirit Awards, or an IFC, beginning at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We remember Rue McClanahan, and it's Tiny Dolly and Kelsey Grammer's birthday. So happy birthday to all those that have birthdays this week. Goldie Hawn, who hasn't appeared in a movie since 2002, is in talks to play the mom of Amy Schumer in a road trip comedy. The Real Housewives of New York City star Luann De Lesseps accepted an 8-carat canary yellow diamond from businessman Thomas D. Agostino Jr. The Late Late Show's James Corden will host the Tony Awards live on CBS June 12th. Elizabeth Banks will star as villain Rita Repulsa, an alien witch seeking to conquer Earth in 2017's Power Rangers reboot. Taylor Swift will release a mobile game in late 2016. She is partnering with Glue Mobile, the group behind the Kim Kardashian's Hollywood app. Lena Dunham will skip the Girls Season 6 press tour because of her challenges Salma Hayek was rushed to a Manhasset, New York emergency room after suffering a minor head injury on the set of Drunk Parents. And, quote, "Unfortunately, my wardrobe for the scene was completely inappropriate for the hospital," end quote, she said on Instagram February the 5th. Lady Gaga will sing a tribute to David Bowie at the Grammys this evening. The cast of Hamilton will perform via satellite from their Broadway theater. Jimmy Fallon will take The Tonight Show to L.A. from February 15th to 19th. Guests will include Demi Lovato, Will Ferrell, and Jennifer Lopez. In a prayers box, Rose McGowan, who's filed for a divorce from artist Davey Dattel after 2 years of marriage, and Kim and Kanye. That concludes all of our community announcements and names in our prayers box. At this time, you may see aloud names of celebrities, entrepreneurs, or families in need of prayer. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. They and I believe there is only one God, one human race that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve, one heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, as we prepare for our meditation poem, I want you to focus on self and your unique household. Let's take a deep breath. And slowly exhale. Exhale out all the negativity of the weekend, of today, or of what you may have to do this evening. Meditation poem, I Am, by Michael Wynn. Let's say aloud slowly, shall we? I am strong. I am gentle. I am proud. I am humble. I am confident. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. Deep breath again. And slowly exhale. Today I proclaim that I believe in God. I give thanks to Him on this day and forevermore for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from God's purpose of its creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my audiences to be endured forever within their unique household upon generation. In Jesus' name, my soul says, Amen. Now, visitors, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books, and the books are chapters, and the chapters are verses. The Torah for believers who use it includes the Old Testaments, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we use today. Again, our Bible read-along will be from 2 Chronicles chapter 23, beginning with verse 8. My audience, ready? Let's begin our read-along. But if thou wilt go, do it. Be strong for the battle. God shall make thee fall before the enemy. For God hath power to help and to cast down. And Amaziah said to the man of God, But what shall we do for the 100 talents which I have given to the army of Israel? And the man of God answered, The Lord is able to give thee much more than this. Then Amaziah separated them, to wit, the army that was come to him out of Ephraim, to go home again. Wherefore their anger was greatly kindled against Judah. And they returned home in great anger. And Amaziah strengthened himself and led forth his people and went to the valley of Salt, and smote of the children of Zeir 10,000. And other 10,000 left alive did the children of Judah carry away captive, and brought them unto the top of the rock, and cast them down from the top of the rock, that they all were broken in pieces. But the soldiers of the army which Amaziah sent back, that they should not go with him to battle, fell upon the cities of Judah, from Samaria, even unto Beth Horam, and smote 3,000 of them, and took much spoil. Now it came to pass, after that Amaziah was come from the slaughter of the Edomites, that he bought the gods of the children of Zeir, and set them up to be his gods, and bowed down himself before them, and burned incense unto them. Wherefore the anger of the Lord was kindled against Amaziah, and he sent unto him a prophet, which said unto him, Why hast thou sought after the gods of the people, which could not deliver their own people out of thine hand? Pausing for a moment. What? In other words, what the Lord was saying, or the prophet was saying, which the prophet speaks for Lord, was that, why would you even listen to those type of people? Why are you even hanging out around those type of people? Because they're worshiping idols, and they couldn't even save their own people. So why are you hanging around them? Continuing in verse 16, and it came to pass, as he talked with him, that the king said unto him, Art thou made of the king's counsel? Forbear, why shouldest thou be smitten? Then the prophet forbear and said, I know that God hath determined to destroy thee, because thou hast done this, and hast not hearkened unto my counsel. Then Amaziah, king of Judah, took advice, and sent to Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, king of Israel, saying, Come, let us see one another in the face. And Joash, king of Israel, sent to Amaziah, king of Judah, saying, The thistle that was in Lebanon sent to the cedar that was in Lebanon, saying, Give thy daughter to my son to wife. And there passed by a wild beast that was in Lebanon, and trode down the thistle. Thou sayest, Lo, thou hast smitten the Edomites, and thine heart lifteth thee up to boast. Abide now at home. Why shouldest thou meddle to thine hurt, that thou shouldest fall even though, and Judah with thee? But Amaziah would not hear, for it came of God, that he might deliver them into the hand of their enemies, because they sought after the gods of Edom. So Joash, the king of Israel, went up, and they saw one another in the face, both he and Amaziah, king of Judah, at Beth Shemesh, which belongeth to Judah. And Judah was put to the worse before Israel, and they fled every man to his tent. And Joash, the king of Israel, took Amaziah, king of Judah, the son of Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, at Beth Shemesh, and brought him to Jerusalem, and brake down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim to the corner gate, 400 cubits. And he took all the gold and the silver and all the vessels that were found in the house of God with Obadiah, and the treasures of the king's house, the hostages also, and returned to Samaria. And Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, lived after the death of Joash, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel, 15 years. Now the rest of the acts of Amaziah, first and last, behold, are they not written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel? Now, after the time that Amaziah did turn away from following the Lord, they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. But they sent to Lachish after him and slew him there. And they brought him upon horses and buried him with his fathers in the city of Judah. Beginning with chapter 26, verse 1, then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father Amaziah. He built Eloth and restored it to Judah. After that, the king slept with his fathers. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jecoliah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. Pausing for a moment, he reigned for 52 years. We haven't discussed a leader, a king, that reigned for that many years in a while. And not only was he a righteous leader in his ways, that's amazing as well. Continuing with verse 4 of chapter 26. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord according to his father. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. And he went forth and warred against the Philistines, and brake down the wall of Gath, and the wall of Dinah, and the wall of Ashdod, and built cities about Ashdod, and among the Philistines. And God helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabians that dwelt in Gerbaal and the Mehunins. And the Ammonites gave gifts to Uzziah, and his name spread abroad, even to the entering in of Egypt, for he strengthened himself exceedingly. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem by hand, according to the number of their account by the hand of Jeiel the scribe. And Messiah, the ruler, under the hand of Hananiah, one of the king's captains. The whole number of the chief of the fathers of the mighty men of valor were 2,600. And under their hand was an army, 300,000 and 700,000 and 500. That made war with mighty power. And Uzziah prepared for them throughout all the host shields and spears and helmets and halberdiers and bows and slings to cast stones. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks to shoot arrows and great stones withal. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. Pausing for a moment. What we have learned thus far is people who are wealthy back in the day, or who had higher earners, or who were considered to be higher earners, their blessings came from others as well as blessings from God. So he was helped. He just didn't productively work and gain all of his wealth or his riches. He was marvelously given as well. He was marvelously helped until he was very productive, very wealthy, a part of the higher earners within his country. But when he was strong, let's listen to this. When he became wealthy, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. For he transgressed against the Lord his God, and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord. 4 is the biblical meaning of north, south, west, and east. So With him, fourscore priests could also mean four generations of priests of the Lord that were valiant men. And they withstood Uzziah, the king, and said unto him, It appeareth, appertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense. In other words, Uzziah, what are you doing? I know you're a leader and all, but why are you burning the incense? That's the job of the priest of Aaron. Go out of the sanctuary, Uzziah. Continuing, for thou hast trespassed, neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord God. Pausing for a moment. So could we say that all of God's people have a job to do? All of God's people have hidden manna, skills and talents. Each of us are assigned giftings and talents. And so Uzziah's talent was to lead. He was a leader, a political leader. But the kings of Aaron, or the sons of Aaron, excuse me, were religious leaders. They were priests. Because back in the day, in the Old Testament, there were a family who was assigned to be preachers throughout generation upon generation. Today, we have the one true priest, and that is Jesus. The grace of Jesus. And so it is very uncommon to find the same style of preachers within a given family. The same preachers doing the same things, having the same talents, having the same giftings. That's why we call it the New Testament, folks. Continuing with verse 19. Then Uzziah was wroth, and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priest, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord, from beside the incense altar. And Azariah, the chief priest, and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead. And they thrust him out from thence. Yea, himself hasted also to go out, because the Lord had smitten him. And Uzziah the king was a leper unto the day of his death, and dwelt in a several houses, being a leper. For he was cut off from the house of the Lord. And Jotham, his son, was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. Now the rest of the acts of Uzziah, first and last, beginning and ending, Alpha and Omega, did Uzziah the prophet, the son of Amoz. So Uzziah slept with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the field of the burial, which belonged to the kings. So he was able to be placed after his death with the kings, even though he had died of leprosy. For they said, He is a leper, and Jotham, his son, reigned in his stead. Continuing with chapter 27, verse 1, Jotham was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Uzziah did. How about he entered not into the temple of the Lord, and the people did yet corruptly. He built a high gate of the house of the Lord, and on the wall of Ophiel he built much. Moreover, he built cities in the mountains of Judah, and in the forest he built castles and towers. He fought also with the king of the Ammonites, and prevailed against them, and the children of Ammon gave him the same year 100 talents of silver, and 10,000 measures of wheat, and 10,000 of barley. So much did the children of Ammon pay unto him, both the second year and the third. So Jotham became mighty, because he prepared his way before the Lord his God. But again, pausing for a moment, for people to become wealthy, rich, or part of the what we call the higher earners, higher income earners, he was blessed within the community. So he became mighty. He prepared his way before the Lord. Now the rest of the acts of Jotham and all his wars and his ways, lo, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And our last verse for this broadcast, and Jotham slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And Ahaz, his son, reigned in his stead. Thus ends the reading of God's words. For next time, we will begin with chapter 28, verse 1, within the second Chronicles. Now, we've been reading the second Chronicles for quite some time, and there's still a few chapters remaining. And then we'll go on to the new book, which is considered the book of Ezra, the teacher. Okay? So I know that we're learning much, and I thank you for being patient with me with not having a live broadcast. But my political campaign run is now over, and I will continue with the broadcast of the new Monday show. Jot down any questions that you may have and email to me at newmondayshow@charleneonline.org. Do not read ahead if you feel led. Read over assigned scriptures again or share with family or friends. This has been your hostess. I thank you again for visiting the new Monday show. My online page is the family bonding portal at charleneonline.com, where you will find other family-friendly amusements. I am also currently participating forward in my religious leadership with the street ministry of Gathered Before the Lord Street Ministry, and I'm working on a group mini as well. And so I will provide you more information about the group meeting assembly. But all of this will be found at my portal, the Family Bonding Portal. May you have a blessed and productive week. And don't forget to smile to one stranger every day. Now, amen, to the one who keeps us from going astray. We thank you for this time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. These things that you have both learned, received, and heard, and see in me, and see me do, do, and the God of peace shall be with you.